Network. Newly elected North Dakota Corn Utilization Council Chair Carson Klosterman talks about the importance of ethanol in the coming year and other items that the council will focus on.
I think a big part of ethanol is has come from that research and promotion, and we're still moving that product quite a bit. Lately, it's been unleaded 88 has been a big push for mid-level E15 blends, along with U.S. Grains Council, and the funding that we give them gives us some delegates at the meetings to further promote all things corn.
The upcoming GREET model announcement is expected to see heavy discussion in the coming weeks.
Biggest obstacle right now with the council is how can we do some educating on the GREET model, because there is some discrepancy between U.S. corn ethanol and Brazilian ethanol, and even the corn ethanol and sugar ethanol. To get these CI scores a little more uniform, that's going to be the big thing for the SAF. And unleaded 88, we have some issues there getting it allowed year-round, which would boost our ethanol volumes, obviously, by giving us all the months of the summer to be selling that at retail stations.
As planting season